Bush administration is expressing second thoughts about its forecast that the economy would produce more than 300,000 new jobs a month over the next year. The forecast appeared last week in the annual economic report of the president. Yesterday, the report's lead author, Gregory Mankiw, said there were no firm numbers on job growth. Treasury Secretary John Snow, Commerce Secretary Donald Evans also declined to endorse the forecast. David Wessel is deputy chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How did they come up with these estimates?
Well, they have a lot of economists who sit around and punch a lot of numbers into computers, and they spent a lot of time looking at the economic growth forecast. And then they said, well, if the economy grows by about 4%, we should create a lot of jobs. And they put that number in the economic report of the president. They didn't talk about it much, but it's certainly getting a lot of attention.
These forecasts seem reasonable compared to what private economists are saying?
No, they don't seem reasonable anymore. The White House and the Treasury and the Commerce Department, who make these economic forecasts, made them back at the beginning of December. They guessed right about the economy. They guessed wrong about the job growth in December and January. And now most private economists think it would be a miracle if we managed to produce 300,000 jobs a month for the next few months.
So that's why the White House is backing away from the estimates?
Yeah, the White House realizes that it's got itself in a bad situation. They don't want to make promises that they can't keep, and since they have really very little control over how much is hiring goes on in the economy, they don't want to be held to this standard. One of the problems the White House economists had when they were putting together this forecast, that if they had been a little more hard-nosed and looked a little bit more like private forecast, it might have showed that the president would have to explain a decline in the number of jobs during his presidency, and that would be very awkward.
Gregory Mankiw, the chief White House economist, created something of a flap last week when he said that outsourcing of jobs was a good thing.
Right. Greg Mankiw is a very smart, highly pedigreed economist from Harvard. Last week he stood up for what most economists believe and defended free trade, including trade in services and like outsourcing. And so that's made everybody look for other things that are he's saying that are not quite politically correct. I think he may be getting a little more than his share of the blame on these job numbers, which were really the fine print in the report. But it's certainly been an embarrassing week for him. He might want to go back to Harvard soon.
How long do you last if you embarrass the president two times?
Well, we know in this administration that embarrassing the president is a high sin. What we're hearing, though, is that he isn't in much trouble, that he's handled this relatively well, and it doesn't seem like he's on his way out.
Well, back to the numbers. Do these numbers really matter politically or in any other way?
I don't think they do, Bob. I think what Americans care about and what voters care about is actual jobs, whether the unemployment rate is coming down, whether their paychecks are going up, whether their kids can get jobs when they graduate from school, whether they see help wanted signs in the windows of factories and hospitals and offices and stores. And I think this flap over projections will rapidly fade away if the labor market starts to pick up and employers start to hire. And if they don't, it's going to hurt George Bush in the polls, no matter, even if he forecasted it right. So what really matters here is jobs, not job projections.
Thanks.
Thank you.
David Wessel is deputy chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau.